Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There we go. We got it going. Have no fear. It's WTIC on a Thursday. So I find this week confusing. The days seem to be out of order. All right, we're going to start off with Isaac Willauer. He's one of the young guys we've added to the show in recent weeks who do such a great job. Isaac has a piece in Real Clear Markets, which is part of Real Clear Politics, where he talks about Disney and their wokeness and what happened to them. What's going on with that company? It's quite remarkable. Isaac, welcome back to WTIC. Isaac, are you there, man? Can you check that, Roland? You know what's going on with him? I don't hear any Isaac. He's written quite a piece, too, because he's paying attention to what's going on at the level of the board of directors. You know, where the people who are losing. What's that? What do I have? I got to put him on hold. Okay. And now you're going to put him on? All right. We're finagling. I said have no fear, and that was obviously bad guidance on my part, but I was trying to be optimistic. Isaac, come in, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we did it.
There we go.
Where were you hiding? Which crevice did you climb into?
That's a good question. You know, we Gen Zers have a lot of different places we can hide out now. Probably on TikTok or something. Who knows?
That's because you know the technology so well. Explain what's going on. Speaking of crevices, why? Because I think this is confounding for people. You've got Disney, one of the great companies in the history of mankind in the entertainment business. They were a dominant force, the most respected Walt Disney, the most wholesome and American, pro-American image. That's what the company was built on. And now they've taken a big high board dive into the pools of ridiculous social issue politics. Why?
Yeah, so this is an interesting situation. So as of yesterday, Disney had its annual board meeting, and one of the issues the company is having to confront and has been attempting to confront over the past couple of years is the fact that they're really bad at making money for their shareholders. So there's been lots of concerns about how woke Disney is going, whatever that means, right? Their manner of handling LGBTQ representation in their films, their expressly political activism, especially as connects to the state of Florida. They've gotten in dust-ups with the DeSantis administration in Florida, and they've gotten the wrong end of that so badly that they lost their tax-exempt status. But basically, they just haven't made money for their shareholders in a really long time. And so now, as was fated to happen, their board underwent a challenge from a shareholder activist, and it was unsuccessful. But the fact that this even happened at all is an indicator of how far Disney has fallen.
What was he objecting to, and which direction was he trying to push the company?
Yeah, so this activist is an individual by the name of Nelson Peltz, and what he pointed out is that Disney has focused on political activism. Disney has lost a tremendous amount of money for its shareholders, and they've allowed that to get in the way of actually producing a profitable product. And so that means when a board commits to doing that, and the board of a company does that for an extended period of time, it's time to rethink that board. It's time to vote out that board, which is what we called for.
Is this connected to Bob Iger, who is the CEO who returned a couple of years ago after his replacement didn't work out? You would have thought he was bringing a steady hand back.
Yeah, you would have thought that, right? So after Iger came back, he made a couple of very quick changes that caused stock to go back up for a short time. But even that wasn't enough. So when you look at Disney stock in probably February of 2021, it's trading at near $200. Last year in October, he was trading at $81. Even Bob Iger has known exactly how political Disney is being. He has no one to blame but himself in this. Disney just picked its way. They picked their very political path, and they're now paying the price for it. And so are their shareholders, more importantly.
And do we know where this influence came from? Because you've got two parts to this. One is that they got into politics at all and they decided they had to make a stand. And two is that they made a anti-American, pro-woke stand. I'm assuming that comes from trying to maintain goodwill with their own employees who are a critical part of their product. I mean, it's a very customer-facing company, and is that their burden?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. So there's a lot of pressures on big companies to be woke, whether you want to talk about the influence from organizations like GLAAD, but in specifically in the case of Disney. I mean, they have some of the individuals in very high places in their own production center, including one of their executive producers, were openly talking about injecting a gay agenda into Disney's products, right? This is coming from political actors within the Disney machine, mm-hmm. right? This is Disney doing the bidding of people who are making their products. So that's part of it. And then part of it is external influences, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, the responsibility for this lies on Disney's board for going along with it and for allowing their actual fiduciary duty to take a back seat.
Are you, do you see parallels to this in other companies, or is Disney unique in their the mistakes they've made and the trouble they've gotten themselves into? And as you say, they're not making money. I mean, it is a bottom line industry. They're supposed to make money for their shareholders. You say they aren't. And is that a result of these political stances or a misguided emphasis, you know, energy being wasted on political things rather than production things?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you see parallels, corporate parallels, to a bunch of different companies. Most notably, you can go to two examples. You can go to Bud Light and their partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, which they paid for in kind. Their profits dropped significantly. Their stock price dropped. You can see all of that in kind. And then Target, perhaps more notably, over some of their pride swimwear type apparel.
Oh, that's right. The clothing displays in the store.
Yeah, absolutely. These kinds of political parallels are everywhere, and they're hitting America's biggest companies. And as a result, America's biggest companies are now, I'll say this, there's go woke, go broke is not an absolute rule, but it is a rule, because it turns out in the case of Disney, when you go woke, you kind of lose your ability to also focus on making money. And that's the problem. It's a misguided focus at its heart.
If the impetus for companies to go woke is because they are filled with employees who come from a very different mindset politically than older folk would even comprehend, then that's a tough position to be in. They're worried about the fact that they're guiding a ship that really doesn't belong to them.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, but in another sense, I mean, Bob Iger could have avoided this. I mean, there are plenty of people who would love to work at Disney. He 100% had the option to try and right this ship, to try and focus on the products, to try and focus on Disney's responsibility to its shareholders. And if that means that there's some employee turnover, that may be part of the cost of doing business. I mean, it's hard to make the argument that if Iger had attempted after his return to right the Disney ship and do things the right way and focus on products and not politics, it's hard to imagine that Disney would be doing any worse than it is now.
Well, if there was a rebellion, though, if Mickey Mouse refused to walk out and talk to little kids, or if
yeah,
if the
nice
discussion
you
was
find some other guy for $10 an hour to put on the Mickey Mouse costume.
Well, it seemed though the impression I got of Disney is that they had lost control of their workers, and if they would have fought back, they would have been in trouble.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, there is always a risk to. I mean, obviously, Disney is an entertainment business. The entertainment business trends heavily left in terms of the kind of people who go and work in it. This is a fair criticism. But if that's the case, why is Disney underperforming other media companies within its own? Why is it losing to Netflix? Netflix is not exactly run by dyed-in-the-wool conservatives. At the end of the day, you have to perform within your own peer group. And if you can't even perform within your own peer group among companies who are producing largely the same kind of products and services that you're producing, that's a sign that there's something much, much deeper happening that's dysfunctional.
All right. Hold on one second. Isaac Willauer is with us. We'll give you a chance to make one more point when we continue. Stay with us, Isaac, on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
We're talking to Isaac Willauer, Willauer. And you can find him on Twitter, X, sorry, it's X, at Isaac Willauer. He's talking to us about Disney and the disaster they've made for investors. All right, Isaac, I just wanted to give you a chance to give us any other thought that is top of mind and needs to be out there if we didn't cover everything. Uh-oh. It's happening again. Hang on, Isaac. I thought I fixed this. Let me try.
All right. We there?
Oh, there we go. Okay.
There we go.
So anything else we should know?
Yeah, this phone line is working about as well as Disney is. Okay. So, yeah, this is – there is – so as of Disney's board meeting yesterday, all of Disney's board remains, right? Their shareholders have voted to keep the current board. This means a couple of things. One – it means the pressure is on Bob Iger. So Bob Iger who's the CEO of Disney. He's slated to retire in, I want to say it's 2026. Between now and then, the pressure is on big time. Now he has to make share prices go up. And in fairness, and we didn't talk about this before the break, but we should talk about it. There are a couple things that Disney has struggled with that are not political, right? They have to find a way to make streaming services profitable. Politics aside, that's a difficult thing to do. But this isn't helping. Right, their focus on politics outside of products is not helping them. And so what Disney shareholders have done is they have given the board and they've given Bob Iger another shot to make things right. And it remains to be seen if they'll actually learn from their mistakes. And if the past is any indication, they're probably not going to.
Okay, and what would is there a specific instruction you would give them if you were the new CEO, if Bob Iger brought you in as his successor? Oh, what would you do first?
Well, first, I'll try and make sure I'm not a DEI hire. second thing I would say is Bob Iger needs to think long and hard about how political he is willing to let his brand, the most recognizable brand in all of entertainment, how political are you willing to let the Disney name become? And is it not probable that has become a major factor in the derailing of this product? And you need to turn that around by any means necessary. And yes, people are going to get mad at you and you'll get some hit pieces in the New York Times about it. But you have to decide, is it worth going on this road that's destroyed billions with a B, billions worth in shareholder value? Or is it time to do something different? Also, you should never have executive producers talk about inserting gay agendas into films. That's just terrible. No.
Yeah. Yeah, that is bad stuff. All right, Isaac, nice to talk with you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Take care.
All right, that's Isaac Willauer. Isaac Willauer. At Isaac Willauer on X. 860-522-9842. I've got some stuff to talk about that's fun. And I'm sort of going to pull together some threads that seem disparate, and one is the town of Enfield and stuff that went on at a town council meeting this week. And the thing I find fascinating about Enfield is how it seems to mirror national politics. You wouldn't expect a little town. And this is really what went wrong in Enfield, I think, this year, that caused us to get involved with their politics and caused the ruling party for a couple of years, the Democrats, to get thrown out of office and to have a new regime come in and to cause those Democrats who got thrown out of power to be angry and visceral in their response to what they did wrong and what happened to them as a result, instead of just correcting their game. And I think this ties in again with the national politics. So it's fun to listen. I want you to hear them talk about us at WTIC. I want you to hear them express their disdain for behavior that is the same behavior that they do. They put they point their fingers at each other, Democrats and Republicans do, for doing the same thing. And this is just like national politics, where the normal behaviors of the political class are demonized by the political class. And then it becomes a credibility issue. Who can get away with pointing fingers? Who can get away with talking? So Enfield is going to be in the show today. It is, because it's delightful to no end. And to hear them talking about WTIC during a town council meeting on Monday night, that's just great. That's just wonderful, because, that's the Democrats who we had to go after, not because we wouldn't have done it if it was the Republicans. The problems that were going on there weren't political ones per se. They were ones of runaway government. But at the helm was somebody who was a town manager who was completely partisan in her approach and had a national politics kind of belligerence towards voters, towards truth, towards good government, towards transparency that we see in the national scene too, and see in state government, which is really sad. But I think it's helpful if we can understand the way, even at the town level, the community level, a town of 40 or 50 or 60,000 people or whatever Enfield is, I forget. I'll look it up again. But, you know, relatively small place, for a national kind of contempt for voters, or state, you know, Ned Lamont sort of contempt for normal people who live in the state, to seep into the local level, that's just a horrible thing. Anyway, we will get into that, if not in the next half hour, definitely at 4 o'clock, but maybe in the next half hour too. 860-522-9842. You can rant at 860-751-4698. We'll play the rants during the 5 o'clock hour. We've got Reese on the radio. This being Thursday, Reese on the radio will be with us during the second half of the 5 o'clock hour after we do the rants. Rant line number 860-751-4698. We're going to pause for news and then talk some more.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
We're on WTIC.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
Hey, hey, it's WTIC. I just got a tip from inside the state legislature that there is a dust up going on between Democrats in the legislature. And this is a good thing. It's good when Democrats fight. It's also good when Democrats are fighting between themselves about splits that occur between minority representatives of urban areas, the core constituency that Democrats pander to most but fail to deliver for on a continuous basis. The underserved communities that Democrats love to underserve are desperately important to them. And they are accustomed to being able to trick those voters into maintaining loyal, not based on performance, but based on the idea of some kind of emotional connection, that they believe the same things, or that Democrats fight for them, or that they support civil rights, and, you know, or even calling their communities, which is inexplicable, calling their communities underserved communities when the Democrats are the ones who've been serving them for decades. How is it possible that the Democrats can confess to underserving those communities and that works to their benefit when they're responsible for the underservice? Anyway, New Haven Representative Robin Porter is one of those who wants the word mothers included in a statute which is currently being debated in the Appropriations Committee. And the current language in the bill is pregnant persons. Do you have a preference in this one? Do you think pregnant persons is the appropriate word, or do you think mothers? The Democrats are trying to make mothers a dated word. And this is one of those, this is one of those fights that you find hard to understand. Why are they fighting over the use of the word mothers? And how is it that the word gains precision when it becomes two words, pregnant persons? 860-522-9842. It just seems crazy, doesn't it? It does. It seems crazy. Let's talk to Everett in East Hartford. Hello, Everett. Oh, this still... I did. I changed my settings. Hang on a sec, Everett. What am I supposed to be? It's I've got it set on Talk Studio. So you want sub or master control? Master? Okay. Let's try master control and see if this works. Sorry to do engineering on the air. Everett, do we have you now?
There we go.
All right. It works. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Man, that just totally got me sidetracked. They're just, it's a distraction. They're trying to cause an issue. That's all it is. The same with, you know, problems, bringing money and power. You can't fix any social problems. You have to create problems so you can create a solution so that you can move the money and move the resources that you want to move.
Yeah, or create a political solution, that is, to show that you're bonded with the underclass by
right.
fighting for something that nobody cares about or nobody believes in.
Right. You can, Murphy can stand up and say, oh, look at how wonderful I am. Look what I did for you. You know what I mean? It's irrelevant. We need to concentrate on what everyday people need, which is we need to lower the taxes and get rid of the government interfering with raising our children, with our jobs. It's up between me and my employer what I negotiate when I go for a job interview. It's like a contract. You go in there and you go and negotiate. I want you to do A, B, C, and D. Okay, fine. I'll do A, B, C, and D. I want X amount of dollars.
Are you talking about what voters should say to their legislators?
Yeah, that I'm more worried about everyday stuff. This stuff is frivolous. You're wasting my time. It is way down at 200,000 on my list. That is not number one. Number one is my finances and my family. Two is, you know.
Yeah, it just seems that Democrats are committed to these ideas, and where they get their payback just is a curious thing to consider. It's strange.
I find it odd too that the politicians will say that they are serving the minorities. I believe in a representative republic, you're supposed to do what the majority wants, not what the minority wants. So is that why the transgender thing with like 0.8% of our population, and because they're a minority, they get more power? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, they wouldn't confess to that. They would say there's a moral obligation because of all the bias in the power structure and stuff like that, Everett. All right, anything else you wanted to say?
Bob, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. Everett in East Hartford, we go to Steve in Cheshire. Hi, Steve.
Hello there. I'm calling up on another issue. I talked to you a week or two ago about Frontier. I did send you a long email, and I never heard back from you.
Oh, I apologize. I remember seeing it, and I think I forgot to go back to it and read it because it was lengthy. I will. If I search your name, will that work?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I guess. Yeah. Well, I'm calling on another matter now.
Go ahead.
And by the way, before I get off the Frontier, nothing is occurring. I've been involved with a lady at the Attorney General's office, and they're supposed to call me back. There's a big, I called some telephone consultants of my own to come into my house, and they said, you've been given wrong information from all the repair people that you called last year saying your fax machine and your telephones won't work. You're overthinking it. It will work. Well, you got the company saying it won't work, which means I'm going to insist on staying with copper wire technology, or they fess up and say, well, we said that to legally protect ourselves, but yeah, it'll work. So that's where I'm at with that. And
okay.
Frontier hasn't called me back as usual. Now I'm just going to tell you, I'm in many, many health problems, and I require a very important medical visit where I will probably be injected with some spinal stuff in Middlebury on Straits Turnpike, and I live, as you know, in Cheshire. I have been unable to reach 7777. So everybody in Connecticut knows that was the biggest. They're the biggest transportation, Medivan, taxi cab, you name it. They have gone over to something called M7. M is in mother, 7 is the number 7. And for a guy like me who is limited on technology and furthermore needing to speak to somebody live because I got to find out if they even serve the area that I want to go to, much less what it's going to cost, they have one prompt that's got a broken down, busy, crazy signal, and you can't get through to them. And years ago, I used to take the 77 taxi if I had to go down to Yale. But they would answer the phone as a cab company or whatever, and you'd get what you wanted.
But aren't they the biggest?
Not anymore.
Aren't they the biggest cab company?
Absolutely. They're the biggest in the state. They have
And you can't reach them?
You can't reach them, no. You cannot reach a live person. There's no way I'm going to make an appointment over online with these people without finding out ahead of time what it's going to cost and talking in no uncertain terms about the fact that I cannot miss this appointment. I've been waiting in pain for 2 months.
And do you have to deal with them? Because is it subsidized or something?
So, they've got many contracts for subsidization of poor folks with different limo and handy van services. I'm willing to pay for it. That's not my problem. I just can't get through. And
but do you need a handicapped van or something like that?
Yeah, probably would be because I'm not in the position that I was a few years ago when I was able to use them and I could fit in. You could twist your back getting into the back seat of a regular taxi cab. And if you're having a spinal injection, whatever good it is will be undone very quickly.
Got it.
So the bottom line is I did call somebody called the Kennedy Center. And they claimed that they were able to get through, although they yesterday they couldn't, and they agreed with me. And so I've been calling all afternoon, and I haven't been able to get them. And I did call the state of Connecticut Department of Transportation, who didn't even know that they regulate taxis and delivery services and so forth in Connecticut.
Well, and you it's an important lesson about government. They pass bills to provide services or, you know, to make laws that certain things are supposed to happen, but they have no, they don't actually run anything. They just pass legislation, and there can be big gaps between the intent of the legislation and real life, and that's what you're discovering.
But even answering the question, Todd, about what their responsibilities are, if they have licensing and regulatory authority, they don't even return phone calls. And you get this business call 211. The last time I tried calling 211 a couple of years ago, I was on the phone for over an hour. Maybe it was because it was before Christmas, but the bottom line was I was on for an hour and finally I had to give up. So 211 is a joke. All of these services are a joke. And if anybody you can add to the list of lawyers who could contact you, Todd, you can pass my email, which you probably have.
I found it, yes. Okay, thank you, Steve. I'm going to look into it a little bit and see if I can learn anything for you, and I'll drop you a note. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. We'll take more phone calls after a quick pause on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, we'll take a couple more calls. Dave in Windsor. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, I've never heard anything so stupid in my life. What context is this being proposed? Pregnant person or mother? I mean, I'm sorry, but is a pregnant father not a mother? Where is this coming from?
This has been a controversy that's been going on because the left has been pushing this language in terms of trying to change the language we talk with, because if they can shift the words that we use, if they can make it rude or unaccepted to say things like to call somebody a mother, because that's leaving out a potential male childbearing person. That's what they want to convince us, that it's somehow offensive and exclusionary to say the word mother.
Well, if that they're actually wasting time talking about this is offensive to me. And let me tell you something. I'm a Democrat, and these people are as much as a problem in our butt as the MAGA people are to the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. I believe that from an electoral basis that you're correct, that Joe Biden, for example, his reelection is threatened by the sense that average people are getting that the Democratic Party's off the rails.
Well, you know what? These people are off the rails, not the Democratic Party, because the majority of the Democratic Party does not believe in this crap.
The majority doesn't, but these are the people who drive what you have to pay attention to. So Joe Biden, I believe, is a guy who believes in his heart in the American system or government he's always operated in, but he has adjusted to political realities that require him to now pursue aggressive Soviet-style socialism in our country, and he's making policy that way.
Well, listen, I don't see it that as that radical. But on the same tone, you got the MAGA crowd that's captured the Republicans. So now we got a guy out there wanting to pardon people that beat up cops. You know, as part of this is normal. I mean, that's what they're espousing to. So, you know, I think I'd rather put up with a little bit of the mother thing, as opposed to the other thing.
I'm not trying to say one's more right. I'm not saying one's more right than the other. We are held captive by the left-right divide and by the political parties that stand in the way of us having a country that's successful, and they're robbing us blind. So I have no problem with what you're saying about Republicans, but it's important to understand that what Joe Biden is doing by running up trillions of dollars a year in added debt, this is a real problem for us. We're gonna collapse financially at some point. But
I agree 100%. And let's claw back the $8 billion that Trump created with the tax cuts.
Well, he's gone. I'm fine. I love that idea, but we've got a guy in there now who's adding to it.
Pardon me?
We've got a guy in there. I've got no problem going back and clawing back whatever you want to claw back. But we've got a guy right now who is overspending by $2 trillion plus a year, and nobody says boo about it.
Well, that's because everybody's benefit from it. That's a whole other argument.
Exactly. No.
Money is being spent, a lot of that money is being put to good use, too, though.
No, it isn't.
Infrastructure bill.
There's no infrastructure being built. Where is the infrastructure being built?
What do you mean? There's infrastructure being built all over the place.
Where?
Please, go around centers of town. There's signs up on bridges. There's signs up under bridges. There's signs up. There's a lot of stuff going on.
If you drive down the highways, what you see is you've got to do a giant slalom to get around the potholes.
I agree. There's no part. That's this time of year in this part of the world.
No, it was this way before winter, though.
The
roads are so awful. It's unbelievable, Dave. It's not just from one winter. And by the way, this was a warm winter without much freezing.
Oh, yeah. No. Hey, listen, I'm not arguing about the state of the roads. I mean, except for Route 2. That's the only one they seem to fix constantly. I don't know what's going up with that. But there's got to be about 15 feet of asphalt on Route 2 right now between Glastonbury and the shore.
Roland says, because it's the way to the casino. I figured they were just taking...
I finally found the guy to answer my question. Thank you, Roland.
Thank you, Roland.
You hit the nail on the head.
All right. I thought they were just working their way through numerically. Dave, thank you for the call. You know, going in numerical order, and they've gotten to Route 2. 860-522-9842. Rant at 860-751-4698. We'll take some more phone calls on this issue of mothers and pregnant persons. Which word do you favor? And we've also got some Enfield stuff we're going to get into in the next hour. All right, so be here and be part of the conversation. 860-522-9842. Yeah, it's time for Mark Christopher. He's in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark, so much messy weather and so much, I don't know, is everyone just staying home today?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.